Okay, today we're continuing in the first parak of Masechet Avodah Zarah. We are up to Parak Aleph, Mishnah Vav. And this Mishnah deals with the concept of Shvisas Behema. There is a halacha that if you own an animal, that animal is not allowed to be doing malacha on Shabbos. So how does that play out when it comes to renting animals to non-Jews? So Makom Shagulim Kar Behema Dakalav Rechavim, in a place where the minig is to sell a small animal to Novid Chavim, Mochrin, you're allowed to do that. Makom Shagul Shalolim Kar, if the minig is not to sell small animals, then ain mochrin, then you should not sell small animals to them, because there's an issur drabanan to sell large animals to of the chavim. And when it comes to the behema daka, it depends on minago. But kol makom ain mochrin and behema gasa, you're never allowed to sell a behema gasa, because that's a gezeira that you might come to rent a behema gasa over the course of a Shabbos, and then you're going to violate shvisas behema. Agolim usyachim, selling large animals is usher, but when they're still calves and when horses are still very young, shleimim u'shvurin, and whether they're healthy or whether they're broken, either way, it's all going to be usher. Meaning the point is, even when they're very small, you may argue it's a behema daka, it's not. Even when they're broken, you may argue, well, it can't do work anyway, it's still going to be usher. Rabbi Yehuda matir b'shvura, uben b'seira matir b'sus. However, Rabbi Yehuda says that a broken animal, since it can't do any work, is not included in the gzeira, and ben b'seira allows selling a horse, because horses, usually you just ride on, it doesn't plow, it doesn't do other malachos, so you don't have to worry so much about shvisas behema when it comes to a horse. Moving on to Mishnah Zayin. Ein mochlem dubin v'arayos v'kaldavash yeshbon azagrabim. You're not allowed to sell dangerous animals to ovdei avodah zarah, to ovdei chavim. Ein bonim b'silki gardum v'itstadio bima. You're not supposed to build the certain structures that they would use to execute people, or they would have bullfights or things like that, because those are places where horrible things would happen. You know, let it help them do these horrible things that will hurt people and kill people. But you're allowed to build very nice buildings that they would use just for beauty and other things, and you're allowed to build bathhouses which have a functional use. But once you get to the part of the bathhouse that where they're going to keep their little getchka, where they're going to keep the avodah zarah, so then that's also, you know, you have to stop building at that point. So to review what we learned today in Mishnah Vav, we had said that a place that you follow the minag, whether when it comes to selling a behema daka to novid chavim, but you're never allowed to sell a behema gasa to novid chavim out of a gzeira that you might come to rent one to novid chavim and he's going to use it over Shabbos, and that's a low plug, even if it, according to the Tanakhama, even if it's a shvura and even if it's a baby animal. But Rabbi Yehuda thinks a shvura is mutter, and the Meseira thinks a horse is mutter. Then in Mishnah Zayin we said you're not supposed to sell dangerous animals nor help to build places where dangerous and horrible things are going to be done, but you're allowed to help build places that are good and functional for society. You just have to stop building when they get to the place where they're going to be mamid their avodah zarah. But next time we'll pick up with Perek Aleph Mishnah Ches.